It's good to see you all. I'm new. I have a little list of announcements. I know we're not supposed to make sort of do this, but I have a list of announcements here. And the first thing I'm to do tonight, per Sister Aletha, is to welcome new guests. So I would like to welcome myself officially here. I've been here exactly 51 minutes. That's the reason why I was a little late getting into the meeting. I had to dump some of my bags to find a pair of shoes to put on. Otherwise, I would have been dressed like you, brother. We would have been dressed like our teacher, the Rabbi Jesus, with our sandals on. But my name is John Schulteis, for those of you who don't know me, just very quickly. I'm from New Jersey, Keensburg, New Jersey, top of the Jersey Shore. How you doing, guys? And some of you perhaps remember my mom and dad. I know I see a lot of new faces. This is not my normal time for being up at camp. I'm usually here a little earlier in the year, but things change. And so here we are, and it's good to see you all tonight. And so welcome to you. If anyone else, anybody else get here today? Oh, we got a couple. Okay, good. I'm not the only one. Anybody here less time than I have been? Can anybody beat 51 minutes? No, I win that part. Okay, I get the prize. Maybe Monday at the boathouse, I'll treat myself to something. Okay, well, it's good to see you. It's good to see you all. Hi, Uncle Ken. How are you? Good to see you. Let's sing together page 463, shall we? 463, happy day. I got to tell you, last night, anybody ever hear of Promise Keepers? Anybody ever hear that? Well, I was down in Philadelphia last night, at least the first night of the Promise Keepers convention, and then had to come home, of course, and then make the other trek up here. But last night, I was in the Sharon Baptist Church in Philadelphia. Seats 4,000. But that's not my point for telling you that. But it is predominantly an African-American church. And we sang, Oh Happy Day. I got to tell you, we sang it to a little different tune than this. There was a few more instruments, and it was a little louder. But it was great. And it was a happy day when Jesus washed our sins away. And there's a reason for singing in this, and not just because we sang it last night at Promise Keepers, but I'll tell you more about that later. Let's sing it, Brother Paul. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice all together. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Let's have all the ladies. Could you sing that second verse for us? Come on, ladies. Let's hear your beautiful voices. Ready? 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's and He is mine. Good. He drew me and I followed on. Found me the rest of my sting. Excellent. Everybody together. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Now, before the gentlemen sing, I just want to let you know, I don't know how they do things in your church, but down in our church, we're not quite like the Sharon Baptist Church, but we're definitely in that direction. And so we like people to be alive. We want to make sure everybody's alive. So if you want to clap, of course you clap. We're not going to force you. Okay? We're not going to force you yet. Okay? That'll come later on next week. So a lot of you are going to be leaving. Whew, good. All right? No. But clap. Enjoy. You know, we're saved.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that?
Amen.
You're saved.
Amen.
You understand that is good news, right? The gospel means good news. It's not sort of moderate news. It's not neutral news. It's certainly not bad news. It's good news. Did you know? And I'm going to share with you, through those of you who will be with us next week. I saw there's going to be quite a few staying on and some leaving, but those of you who are going to be with us, we're going to talk about the joy of being a Christian. The Christian secret, to take a phrase from a favorite author of many of us, the Christian secret of a happy life. Did you know Christians should be the happiest people around?
Amen.
Did you know that? Did you know you should be the happiest person in your school? You should be the happiest person on your job? You should be the happiest person driving in gridlock? You should be. Now, here's the question. I wonder who's the happiest person at Pilgrim Camp. Because we are all saved. It's the gospel. It's good news. And it's our news. And so we ought to be happy. We ought to be joyful. And tonight, for a few minutes, tonight we're going to have a little shorter service. Most of you who are familiar with the Pilgrim Camp, format, you know that tonight you guys got to stay. All right, you have to stay, but the rest of us, we get to go. I think we might all go to Stewart's or something. We'll see. We'll let you know where we went, but I know you guys are going to have a good time. I know you have some surprises, too. But we're going to have a little shorter service this evening because then our staff is going to have a staff meeting at 9 o'clock. But as we're singing, I'd like you to think for a minute. This is going to be hard because this is a happy song. But I want you to think, and I'm going to let a few people in a few minutes tell us, what makes you unhappy? What makes you unhappy? What steals your joy? What puts you in the dumps? What kind of makes your face go from to? I got a little guy, 3 years old, Samuel James. Lord willing, he's going to be here on Thursday. Well, you know, 3 year olds, they can go from ecstatic to sobbing in an instant. And sometimes it could be something as simple as the word. You got it. I'd say, who's parents here? Who knows? No. It doesn't have any. He goes, no. Daddy, can I get this? No. Oh, why not? He could have been dancing and happy the whole time, but then that just changes. What is it that changes you? What is it that takes your joy away? And the reason I talked to you about Sammy, I was going to tell you about clapping or, you know, getting into the music a little bit. You want to know what Sammy would do if he was here and we were singing this song? Something he's not allowed to do. He goes, you know why? Because in his 3-year-old mind, that's his way of expressing joy. He's happy. And so, Lord wants us to be happy. The Lord has placed his salvation in you, the gospel, good news. So, come on. Be happy.
Amen.
Be happy. There's no reason not to be. I'll tell you more as the week goes on. All right? Gentlemen, let's sing the third verse, shall we? Okay? Let's sing it for everyone else. Now rest my long, divided heart, fixed on this blissful center rest, nor ever from together. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Let's go. Stand up and sing that fourth verse with me, all right? If you're able. If you can't, if you're tired, or maybe if you're not happy or whatever, you can sit. But certainly, I know I have a few folks in our church, too. It's tough for them to stand. But if you're able, let's stand and sing that fourth verse all together. Ready?
I have not heard the solemn vow that thou renewed shalt daily hear, till in life's late hour I bow, and bless in death a bond so dear. Oh, happy day, when Jesus
Frostina, would you pray with us, please?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great news that we have.
Yes.
You have, Lord, paid a debt that we could not pay.
Yes.
That you did not owe. Lord, help us to rejoice in you. To rejoice in the God of our salvation tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Lord Jesus, make that more real to each one of us during our stay here at Pilgrim Camp.
Yes.
Lord, we know it. We've been there. We've understood your ways, but Lord, sometimes we grow aloof to it. We pray that you would freshen our salvation experience while we're here.
Yes.
At this time.
Yes.
Renew our first love, we pray. So help us, dear Lord, to love you with an ever-increasing measure. Teach us your ways while we're here. Be pleased to receive our worship tonight, we ask.
Yes, sir.
Be glorified among us and show yourself strong on behalf of each one of us. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable.